changes on screen, the living audio dimension evaluation becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Hello and welcome to episode 7, or no. I'm gonna have to redo
back
that.
In time.
Should I redo this or should we just keep going? Whatever. Welcome to episode 11.
People are looking at me. Where did I start this?
Episode 7, where did I even come up with that? I
don't know.
Oh,
you got 7
hell.
Items on your list?
I don't, actually. 7. Maybe it's because it's 11 and I'm thinking 7-11. I don't know. Episode 11.
Episode 7-11.
We're here. Welcome. We're going to be talking about some stuff today and Cam's going to tell you what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I'm going to... 7 things, 7-11.
Oh, man. Sorry.
How to survive once you have an 11 is...
That was awesome.
Okay.
So what are we doing today? I'm telling you, you got to tell them what's going on.
We're going to talk about viruses and things that kill people and pandemics.
Surviving a pandemic.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Surviving a pandemic. What else are we going to do? What else are we going
to
do?
We got a review.
Oh, that's right.
We got some product.
What are we reviewing?
4 different things in a box.
Right, it's a subscription box.
By Everyday Carry Box.
Everyday Carry Box, yep.
.com.
We're going to do that. And then we have our Mad, Mad World, as usual. And hopefully you have a quick and dirty medical tip.
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. You do. All right, but first, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. TacPack, man. There's a new one coming out here in a couple weeks, and I'm just like waiting to get that bad boy.
We are.
You know?
That is one that, yeah.
We're salivating. Excited to see. Salivating.
Where's that box?
Yeah. So, guys, go check out those dudes because they're
do check them out.
Awesome.
And do use us. We will get you a discount.
Casual Preppers. Yeah. At but.
It's a mad, mad world.
See, Casual Preppers at but.
Casual Preppers at but.
But.
It's a mad, mad world. What do you got going on today? Or do you want me to start?
Go ahead. I don't care.
You want me to start?
Mine's, I don't remember who started last time.
I don't really either, but mine is... It's a little political.
No, oh,
you kind of knew that
no,
was
it's
going,
okay. Just, do it. Do it.
Why do you hate my political ones? I don't
just
get it.
Kidding. I don't know. I'm going to leave for a minute.
I don't know if you've been keeping up on the whole Hillary Clinton FBI investigation and whatnot, but this thing that happened
I don't know what you're
that
talking
came
about.
That came out this last week. Do you know who Hillary Clinton is? Former
no.
Secretary of State, Senator of New York. She's running for president.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes. But this came out from the FBI investigation. So an aide for Bill Clinton did this for Hillary. He destroyed 13 phones with a hammer.
Oh my gosh.
13
I heard
phones
that there was like
iPads.
A bunch of
and she and they're trying to say, well, don't there's nothing
and
to
we're
see
gonna
here.
Make her our president.
Yeah. There's nothing to see here. Don't look. There's nothing
oh
to see.
Oh my gosh.
And there's no reason to prosecute because there's no, you know, intent of
maybe he was testing screen protectors.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Maybe he owns that site that just busts.
Yeah, it's insane. It seriously blows my mind.
I feel pretty confident about her, though.
Yeah, and okay, so can good. You imagine if this would have been, you know, in the Bush administration or something, like Condoleezza Rice had destroyed some of her, you know, phones or
yeah.
computers
yeah,
with
ridiculous.
A hammer? Oh my gosh.
Well, think if she were a president.
Yeah.
We wouldn't care, obviously.
It's insane.
Country doesn't care.
Also, Hillary said she couldn't recall being trained on how to handle classified material.
That's so ridiculous. How do you get away
she
with that?
She is the top. She was the Secretary of State.
How do you get away with saying that?
You're a Clinton. That's how you get
that's
away.
That's exactly right.
You are a Clinton.
That's totally.
It just blows my mind that this just gets swept on. No, don't worry about it. She's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I'm not saying that Trump is awesome, but this is ridiculous right here. This
that
is
ridiculous. Yeah.
That's what I got today, because that's mad. That's just...
that is a mad
drives
mad
me insane.
It's a mad, mad United States.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
Uh-huh.
Mine's kind of a mad, mad United States.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So, okay, what do you got?
Did you see the report about Chicago homicides? Just like blew 2015 out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
Already, and there's still three more months. I just, you know, just that alone, I'm like, if you live in a... you know, I hope you don't live in Chicago. If you do, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm a Chicago Bears fan, so
yeah,
you know,
maybe that's
I still
why
love
not,
some sports, but
maybe that's
I love
why they
the Cubs
can't win.
Too, so yeah, maybe. But
they're afraid of getting shot.
But just having, you know, the riots and the just the civilization just falling apart in those places, and like,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to go anywhere. You know,
no.
It doesn't have to be a natural disaster. I'd just be like, I ain't going out there.
And you know, the gun control measures that are already in place in Chicago should tell you that that just doesn't work.
Yeah. Those, yeah, exactly.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. There's over 500 homicides already this year.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane, man.
That's crazy.
The whole high school. Well, more than that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, wow. So anyways.
Mad, mad.
World.
Freaking world.
Okay. Okay. So let's get into.
Let's do it. Let's get into
this. So surviving a pandemic. This is important. If there's ever a pandemic, something you're going to want to know.
That's true.
Okay.
Tip number one.
Tip number one. Yeah. No. So what is a pandemic? Do you know what a pandemic is?
Uh-huh.
I grabbed the...
No, be good. I think a lot of people don't know what a pandemic actually is.
The dictionary says it's occurring over a wide geographic area and affecting an exceptionally high proportion of the population. The World Health Organization says a pandemic is a worldwide spread of a new disease, but I guess it doesn't really have to be a new disease, does it?
No.
Jeez, come on.
Well, dude. I was just reading about the plague and, you know, something simple that we control with an antibiotic is generic is doxycycline.
Is that generic?
Yeah, it's cheap and generic. And I mean, just it's so crazy to me to think if we had doxycycline, we would have saved like over half, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
What was the, you'll go into that.
I've got some statistics.
But
here.
That's so nuts. But anyway, that actual bacteria, remind me of the name, it's like trip.
I don't know if I have it right here. I don't have it.
Anyways,
actually.
You know, all bacteria can change and become
so
antibiotic resistant.
The bubonic plague was a bacteria.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that bacteria they've actually picked up resistant types. They even here in Utah, they picked up a resistant type in a rat. So it's like the plague can come back and kill us all.
It really could.
Freaky, man.
Yeah. Okay, so that's, I'm going to go through a couple or three or four.
Good night. Done.
Okay. Yeah. some plagues, some outbreaks and pandemics throughout history. And the bubonic plague, the Black Death was like the first one I came up with. Because it's probably the most well-known. I mean, if you think about a pandemic, that's what a lot of people think about. It was a massive outbreak.
God, what is that bacteria? It's driving me nuts.
I don't know. I saw it earlier, and I can't remember what it was. So it ravaged Europe through... It was like in the 1300s, right? So it was just disgusting, some of the way that they described it. So you have like these black, oozing, bleeding sores all over your body. And that's why they called it the Black Plague. And he had a high fever, and it was just nasty, right? So this plague, the Black Plague, is estimated to have killed anywhere from 75 to 200 million people.
That's freaking crazy.
That's like a lot of the United States right now, basically, is what that does. So that was just in the 14th century, in the 1300s. So with recent research concluding that 45 to 50% of the entire population of Europe was killed.
Yeah.
50%, half of all so people crazy. In Europe. And that's where like a lot of the population was in the world back then, obviously. 50%.
That's a huge purge.
Man, not good.
Population
man.
Control.
Yeah.
Yersinia. That's what it was.
That's what
Yersinia
it was.
Yersinia pestis. Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, this travels from person to person through contact or through the air, or you can get bit by a rat or
rats.
Fleas actually could carry
it
too.
Gut.
Yeah. So I thought this was kind of crazy. So many people, like, they fled the city to the countryside, but it also affected the cows, sheep, goats, pigs, and chickens, too. So so many sheep died that there was a European wool shortage at that point. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So, the Black Plague, man, that was bad news.
Yeah. I was looking, too, that it, like, shaped the like religious and everything. Yeah. 'Cause it just like killed off so many that it changed the culture.
It changed so many things, man. Yeah, it's crazy. So another one I want to talk about was the Spanish flu. And that one, you know, is more recent, obviously. So it arrived right at the end of World War One. It was in 1918. So it estimated to have infected 1/3 of the entire world.
That's so...
Whoa.
Crazy.
The entire... Like, 1/3 of the entire world. It killed 100 million people, at least. That's what they think. It has since been identified as a strain of H1N1. So... just some facts I got here. So, fearing a massive uproar, governments did their best to downplay the severity of the flu. So, like, they downplayed it. And I don't know if they do that these days.
I think so.
So, because of wartime censorship, its far-reaching effects were not fully realized until years later. Only in Spain, a neutral country during World War One, allowed comprehensive news and reporting on the flu pandemic, which is why it eventually became known as the Spanish flu. So, that's kind of why it was called that. So more than 25% of the U.S. population got sick. 675,000 Americans died from the Spanish flu.
Dang.
Yes. So the U.S. citizens were ordered to wear masks at schools and theaters and public places. So the flu was transmitted, obviously, by contact, and it's also airborne. 40% of the U.S. Navy was hit by the flu, where 36% of the Army became ill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Isn't that crazy? So that was right at the end of World War One. So obviously that was a bad one, a bad flu. And those kind of things can still pop up, you know, any of those flu viruses and stuff. Another one, this one is crazy, smallpox.
Yeah.
And we hear about that. I mean, that was always an issue throughout throughout history, basically. And it was eradicated in 79 due to vaccination. I know there's a lot of people that don't like vaccines out there, but it's completely gone because of vaccination. Are you just like looking at Facebook over there?
No.
Okay. Just making sure that you were actually listening
taking
to what
notes
I'm saying.
On what you're telling me.
Yeah, sure. That's what you're doing. You're just recording all the stuff I'm saying. This will actually be on
iTunes. I'm doing my own podcast on the side.
All right. So smallpox, I don't know. Have you seen the pictures of smallpox? I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
They just have those raised bumps like all over their body. Man, it's disgusting. It's bad.
No.
So it killed about 30% of people who caught it. So this is a crazy statistic I saw here. Smallpox contributed to the decline of the Aztec Empire. In what is now Mexico, following the virus's arrival with Spanish conquistadors. So the Spanish brought it over.
Freaking Spanish. Again.
I know. More than 3 million Aztecs succumbed to the disease. They just basically got wiped out by it. And obviously we know that the Native American Indians got a lot of it too, and it wiped out a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
So smallpox was bad. Let's hope we don't get that. Well, we can't get that again because we have vaccinations. Obviously.
As long as everybody keeps vaccinated.
He's getting vaccinated. Okay, so here's some more recent ones that we'll probably remember from the news and stuff. So H1N1, I don't know if you remember that from, like, I think it was in 2009.
Yeah, it was.
The swine flu.
I was in school, yep.
Oh, you were in school at that point?
Yeah.
For
I got to stay out for
medical school
week.
Or whatever?
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, nice.
At the home.
Yeah. The pandemic was declared over in 2010, so it actually was a pandemic. 1 million people.
No, it's crazy that turned into that.
Yeah, 1 million people were infected in the United States.
Wow.
By the swine flu. Do you know how many people died? It's crazy. 12,000.
1 million?
Not all of them, though. 12,000 people died. So that's bad news.
That is a lot.
Yeah, and that stuff's still kind of hanging around, you know. And then there was the avian flu.
Yeah,
that was... remember that one. Mm-hmm. It didn't kill very many people, though. It only killed like 10 people. But it does still, it still does have the potential to be a pandemic. Yeah, that's all. I couldn't find a whole lot on the avian flu.
Yeah.
But they've killed like hundreds of
millions. Controversy.
Yeah.
It's hidden.
It's hidden.
Clinton's.
Yeah.
Clinton's covered it up.
It's on that phone.
I bet it was.
Damn it. It's been broken.
But that phone is infected.
Yeah. So hundreds of millions of birds have been killed just to prevent the disease. They've killed hundreds of millions of birds with it. Hundreds of millions. Do you know how many that is? That's a lot of chicken.
That's like more than...
That's a lot of chicken.
999,000.
Yep. SARS. I remember SARS very well. Severe acute respiratory syndrome. Bad news. Viral respiratory illness. Spreads from person to person by close contact. transmitted basically like, you know, a flu or a cold or whatever. It first appeared in China in 2002. That's like I remember seeing on the news all those Well, you know, with the they all had the masks on constantly, you know, after that.
Yep.
So that was in 2002 and 2003, the outbreaks. There was 774 deaths. So it wasn't as many as
these. Nothing for China.
No, I know, man. That's like a drop in a bucket. So
that's one faculty room of workers.
Yeah.
West, dang it.
West Nile virus. This one is, it was discovered in Africa in 37, transmitted to humans by infected mosquitoes. That's why everyone, they're always talking about where you're DEET, right?
1937?
Yeah, 1937. Really, that old? Yeah, that's the first time it was discovered.
Yeah, was that old?
Yeah, weird, huh? So the symptoms are like high fever, headache, stiff neck, disorientation, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure you've read all this stuff. But some people haven't.
Brother-in-law, I'm pretty sure, had it.
Really?
They didn't actually test just because it's expensive, but yeah, the doctor he sees is like...
But he's still here?
Pretty certain. He didn't die.
Yeah. So there keep being regular outbreaks since 94. The first cases were discovered in the United States in 99. Since the current virus is only transmitted via insect bites, it can only be spread from person to person through blood transfusions, organ transplants, breastfeeding, and from mother to child during pregnancy. About 2,000 people have died in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to cut back on the organ transplants.
I know. Yeah.
Give me a dirty organ.
Don't give me that wish now, organ.
That's yucky.
I don't need that liver that bad.
Brushing mosquitoes off from my heart. Oh, hold on. Okay. Yeah. Put it in there.
Don't worry about it. Came from the Nile. Ebola. This is the one that got me scared when it happened.
It got me nervous.
I was kind of creeped out. I'm sure it really creeped. Let's see. You were. When did this happen? Yeah, you'll basically be dead.
I'll die.
Yeah, they're going to come see you. I'm like, I'm bleeding.
That's what I'm terrified about, the pandemic. Yeah. I'm just going to call in to work. I ain't coming in.
Yeah.
Healthcare people sick.
Yeah. Oh, that was like a problem they had with the Black Plague because all the doctors were like,
yeah,
I'm not coming.
You know,
to
did
see
you
people.
See that? Like the doctors that wore the beak?
Yeah.
With all the fragrances and stuff.
Is that what that was?
That's what it was, yeah. Uh-huh. They would go around
that was creepy,
to
man.
Treat people with the plague and prevent spread. It was freaky looking, though.
Yeah, it definitely was freaky looking, man.
I'm here to help you, and you look like the Grim Reaper.
But they said that people couldn't go to the doctor because the doctor was like, screw this. I ain't going in, you know, and getting killed. But they weren't going to help him anyways. They were doing like bloodletting and like lance boiling or boil lancing and all this kind of crap. It wasn't lance helping. Boil. I know. I went the opposite direction.
Boil dish in there.
That was the opposite way I wanted to say it.
Put this lance in there. Okay.
So Ebola. Like I said, this one scares me. 11,000 people have died globally so far from Ebola. So the early symptoms of Ebola are just like kind of like a flu or a cold, you know, like fever, headache, body aches, cough. But the later symptoms are what are freaking crazy. You basically just start bleeding everywhere.
Ugh.
Like seriously, your eyes like start bleeding. You start vomiting blood. You have bloody diarrhea. It's bad news, man. Like it's really bad. Have you read The Hot Zone? I read this last year. So it's about an outbreak of an Ebola-like virus in 89. It's like the Reston virus, I think what it was. It was in Virginia. It's freaking freaky.
It was 85?
It was 89.
Okay.
It's a virus that was found at a facility that had like monkeys that it did tests on them and stuff. But it mutated from like an original.
Get rid of all monkeys.
I know, man. There's seriously. Basically, I mean, that's where we're getting a lot of this.
Don't
bad
mess
stuff,
around with monkeys.
Yeah, but I saw this thing too. It says a study showed that 9% of male Ebola survivors, so the people that survived that had the virus, had fragments of Ebola virus in their semen. 63% tested positive a year after.
Cool.
In one case, it had he still had it in his semen for 565 days.
Practically an STD. That's nice.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting Ebola from that?
From a guy? Yeah. I wouldn't want.
Can you imagine that?
I don't want that.
I don't want that. That's bad.
That's yucky.
Yeah.
Dang, man, I don't want that.
Say that again. That's yucky.
That's yucky. Oh, dang. Gross.
You gotta stop. Okay, I'm on my last one here. Okay. Okay, Zika. This one is obviously been in the news and stuff lately. It's related to West Nile. Do you know that? It's like a cousin. First cousin or something.
They're like family.
First cousin your family twice over. Removed or something like that. So it's spread by mosquito bites and sex.
That's freaking what? Sex,
that's
man.
That's the only way you can spread it. So that's bad news.
Man.
So don't go out by the water. Don't do the nasty.
Don't do the nasty when things start getting crazy.
So 80% of people infected, they never even have symptoms. They don't know. So that's kind of scary.
I know. I don't like that. Mm-mm.
When they do have symptoms, they're super mild.
That's why I will die.
That's why you will be dead.
It freaks me out.
The biggest risk is for the pregnant ladies.
Yeah.
Because what this does is causes birth defects.
It's all the pregnant ladies.
What?
You're like, this one's for the lady. This one's for the pregnant ladies. Anyway.
All right. So I've only heard of one person who's died from it.
Guess you know that person?
No. I heard about it on the internet.
How did they die?
From West Nile.
What? They're talking about Zika.
I mean Zika. That's what I meant to say. Zika. One person died. Guess where they were from?
Brazil.
Utah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was an older dude, but...
his time had come.
Actually, no. There was a couple other people who died. I lied to you. There's like five people who have died from it.
Get your facts straight.
My facts are not straight. So that's what I have. That should have just been my mad world right there to scare the bejesus out of.
Mad world over centuries.
Yeah, I know.
Decades.
Yeah. So creepy. That's what I have. And Cam's now going to tell us how to not have those things kill you. How to survive a pandemic.
I hope this will save you, but
it'll help.
I mean, these are pretty standard things. They really are.
Don't have sex. Always wear mosquito repellent.
Yeah.
The end.
Yes. Yeah. Use mosquito repellent before sex.
No, I was going to go somewhere else. I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to leave it.
All right.
Okay.
So first of all, just some surviving tips.
Yeah.
Before we get into things you should have and blah, blah, blah. So you hear a big pandemic's going on, things you can do to kind of prevent it.
Prevent the pandemic?
Yeah.
Okay.
So really, like, one of the first things you should do is set up a quarantine room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to be prepared for a member getting sick or, you know, if you're compassionate enough, taking someone in that's dying or bleeding from every pore. Like you said.
If they're bleeding, I'm not taking them.
Come on in, I'm trying to help you out.
If they have Ebola, they're going to stay in the backyard.
I'm going to boil my lance.
I'm going to boil this lance.
Okay. So,
oh boy.
To quarantine, you want to be prepared to quarantine. I mean, and yourself, I would stay the freak indoors.
Stay the freak indoors.
I wouldn't go out.
That is a quote. I'm going to put that one on Twitter.
Stay the freak indoors.
I'm going to Twitter that one.
But yeah, you need to be prepared with food and water and all that stuff.
So like your general prep stuff. You should already have that.
Yeah, which is a lot of the same stuff that I'm going to talk about. I mean, it's a lot of stuff you should already have.
Yes.
But, I mean, be prepared to stay in for,
a long
you know,
time.
3 months to 6 months. I would.
It's going to get so boring.
It's going to be boring. It is. But it'll be a lot less. I mean, it'd be more exciting if you get the disease.
Yeah, that'll bring some excitement to your life.
Yeah. Be prepared.
Okay.
Okay. Boy Scouts.
Yep.
And then set up a room for quarantine for other members. You know, this is one that you want to prevent any spread through the air. So you're going to set it up with plastic or a whole different building itself is what you would prefer to do.
Out in the shed.
Yeah. Because, I mean, air to air, you know, fecal matter, spit.
Yeah.
Anything. You just want to get that person
away
from everybody.
Just throw the food at them.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Don't even get close
to them. So quarantine.
Yep.
Quarantine. You need to be aware that there's an incubation period.
Incubation. Yeah.
That's the kind of creepy thing is
sometimes you don't know.
You could be infected and it takes, you know, the period for what was it? Zika is like, can be anywhere up to 21 days.
Good Lord.
It's freaky.
Yeah, have you seen the movie?
So if you bring someone in during that.
I won't talk about what I was going to say.
I'm going to cut you off.
Okay.
I would quarantine them for like.
You have a weird accent going on today. Quarantine them, boys.
Quarantine. For like 2 weeks, honestly.
Really?
To wait and see if they have any symptoms, you know?
Yeah.
I'd tie them to a bed.
But, okay.
I would cover them.
Cover them?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I would just isolate them from your group, you know?
Okay.
And then I talked about keeping a separate area.
Yep.
You know, there was one site that I thought was actually pretty cool, how they had like multiple PDFs that mm-hmm. you can print out on, like, you know, cleanliness and taking care of, you know, wastes and clothing and all that crap.
Toilet paper?
So I'm putting it up. Okay. It's getpandemicready.com.
Getpandemicready.com.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cool. That's
I would print off all those PDFs, honestly.
Yeah. Just keep them in the house.
Put them in a little book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then avoid social contacts, you know, mm-hmm. like going outside, talking to your neighbors. I mean, just avoid getting spit in the face.
I kind of do that now already, so I'm doing pretty well.
I know. Me too.
Yeah.
I don't like to socialize. And then have a pandemic kit, which we'll talk about the items, just kind of separate from your other storage, because uh-huh. you're going to use some of that too, but
yeah,
you want kind of a, you're going to have like a kit for scavenging. You're going to have a kit for quarantining. But, and then wear a mask and cover your body, you know?
Yeah.
Basically, if you're going to go out there, wear a freaking mask.
Okay.
Not any mask.
Not any mask.
An N95 mask.
N95.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Where do I get that?
You can get it at Lowe's.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at Lowe's, huh?
Yeah, N95. They're the ones that have been tested to filter most microbes and particulates.
Ebola?
Molecular stuff.
Will it get rid of Ebola?
Probably not. But, it's really good for filtrate. I mean, you don't want anything below an N95.
Okay.
All right, so items needed. Lots and lots and lots of water.
Yeah, that seems, that's a theme with all.
Basically, with all of them, dehydration is the number one bad thing that's going to happen. Fever, throwing up, pooping out your butt.
Mm-hmm.
You don't poop anywhere else.
I said, where else are you going to poop, man?
Spraying out your butt is what I was going to say.
Whoa, crap, I'm pooping out my butt.
I'm pooping out my ear. Oh, geez, this is a bad virus. So lots and lots and lots of water, because you need to rehydrate.
That was really stupid.
It was way dumb.
That was really stupid.
I would probably unsubscribe.
Yeah, just hit unsubscribe right now.
I meant to say spray out your butt.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
You had to laugh about poop out your butt.
You said it.
So the water you... where was I?
Water. You need a lot of water.
Person that starts to show any signs, mm-hmm. that's the first thing, is trying to keep them rehydrated.
Sure.
And I talked about the oral rehydration solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely have either tablets that you can buy or have your own formula, because dehydration is number one. That's going to quickly spiral.
Will Pedialyte help?
Death. Yes, it will.
Okay.
Pedialyte's really good.
Okay.
Doesn't taste that great, but it's going to save your life.
Okay.
Product placement, right?
I guess.
And then food, you know.
Tech Pack will help, right?
3 months minimum to be, yeah. Yeah, Tech Pack would.
It would.
They would. It really would.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Get you a Tech Pack. Casual Preppers at TechPack.com.
3 months supply minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Of water?
Of water and food, because you're going to not want to go out.
Yeah.
Liquid bleach is going to be a lifesaver.
Is it?
It's bleach the bejesus out of everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Okay. Exam gloves. You know, you're going to want to be changing those a lot to not spread any infection to yourself and, you know, reinfect others.
So probably good just to have one of those big boxes of the...
Yeah, oh yeah. I would.
What are they called?
The latex gloves.
Latex or nitrile. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, you definitely should have some of those.
Okay.
N95 masks. Regular soap and Dawn. Dawn's pretty potent.
Is it?
Yeah. So Dawn and just regular soap. The antibacterial crap is just a freaking, it's a joke.
I heard something about the antibacterial crap in the news. FDA's, did you hear that?
Banned it, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Well, they have to label it, yeah.
They have to label it differently or something?
Yeah. Oh, but antibacterial soap doesn't prove any more effective than regular soap.
Oh, really?
So don't even piss with it. Yeah.
Well, I don't piss with it right now.
Don't piss with that bacterial soap.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, just get a good soap. If you can, Hibiclens. Hibiclens is a medical soap that's really, really good for it's not antibacterial, but it's bacteriostatic. You know, it kills everything.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like it's kind of like rubbing Tylenol on yourself.
So we can crush up some Tylenol and use it as a scrub?
Yep.
Okay.
95% alcohol. Potent. Burns. Kills.
Okay.
So alcohol kills about everything. So you want that. 100 rolls at least of toilet paper. Put that one in there for
at
me.
Least there's an asterisk.
But really,
there.
Lots of diarrhea, lots of throwing up. I mean, tissue paper is going to make life a lot easier.
Yeah.
Kitty litter. Kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
But kitty litter is going to clean stuff up really well, and it's a great place for like throwing up into to isolate like crap spreading and splashing.
So instead of throwing up in the toilet.
So get a couple boxes of it, and people throw up on the floor, spread kitty litter on
it. Oh, I see.
So you're covering up any of the infectious crap so that you can clean up later and then soak it with Clorox.
Yeah.
HEPA filters are good. Kind of clean the air. Mm. Where are you going?
Nowhere. I'm just taking my hat off.
Take your shirt off.
I'm not taking my shirt off.
Hand wipes. You know, you're going to be wiping your hands a lot and cleaning your hands a lot.
Yeah.
A washboard and wash tank. So, you know, clothing and everything, you want to really scrub the crap out of it.
Yeah.
And soak it in hot water, some Clorox.
Okay.
Other things, you know, this is just kind of a convenience. An ice maker. It makes it easy for people to rehydrate because they can chew on ice instead of just drinking fluids. So it kind of makes it
That's
a
why they're
bit.
Always doing that at the hospital.
But they have those little ones. Yeah. They have those little ones that, you know, if you had a generator, you can produce ice right there.
Yeah.
Boom.
Unless you still actually have power. Because a lot of times when these pandemics are coming, you're actually going to still have power throughout it.
Yep.
So.
Anti-diarrhea, anti-nausea medications.
Like some Zofran and stuff like that.
Tums, Zofran, you know, even Pepto. Pepto's antibacterial in your gut too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Disposable cups, you know, forks, spoons, because if you're quarantining... if you have somebody and you're having to feed them and everything, just want to burn that stuff, get rid of it. You know, you don't want to be washing it and bringing it back in with other people. And bedpans, fill it full, a little bit of kitty litter. And people can pee, poop, and poop out other orifices.
poop right out their butts.
So those are some. The other thing I didn't put in there. You want a thermometer, a good thermometer, goggles to protect your eyes,
Protect your eyes,
and then coveralls, cover your whole clothes. You know, even those little paint ones, the little simple cloth ones that you can get at Lowe's.
Yeah, like the white.
That's going to protect you.
Yeah.
You can buy a bunch of those.
Heck yeah.
So yeah, those are some of the basic things. I mean, a lot of that you're already going to have.
You should have if you're prepping. Yeah.
But in terms of like sterilizing things, you know, liquid bleach, a good soap, Dawn soap's great. HEPA filters, lime to help, you know, put in waste areas. Kitty litter. Kitty litter is actually a really good idea.
I'm going to have to get some of that.
I know. So, yeah. Now on to what do you do if somebody gets sick?
So, like if somebody you,
either
somebody
you took in because you were nice.
Yeah.
Or somebody in your family gets sick.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, you need to have access to fluids. You need to get them started on fluids right away. Okay. Regardless. Even
doesn't
if
matter what it is.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Fluids.
What if they can't keep it down? What the crap do you do?
Give them to mine. No, one way is if you have syringes, just little bits at a time, so their stomach doesn't feel full.
Just keep wet.
Just
their
like
mouth, basically.
Constantly. I mean, one or two cc's like every minute or 2 minutes. I mean, it's ridiculous, but it'll prevent
at
dehydration.
Least they won't die.
And you know, and if you can, preferably. You want one of those solutions that's going to be a lot more effective than just water. Don't fill their stomach full of just.
And we have that article somewhere, right?
Yep.
That has that.
That one is up for sure.
Is it? Okay.
Of the articles.
Because we are kind of lagging behind.
I am. I'm struggling writing those because they suck. I don't really like them. Anyway, you should be listening anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you should have that
and if you
written down from
wanna
previous,
read it, then,
previous podcast. What podcast is
on? We'll release it at Christmas.
Do you remember?
What?
Do you remember what podcast
the oral rehydration solution? I don't know. You'll have to pull up the website.
I'd have to pull it up, let me see if I can find it while you talk.
So, access to fluids. Get them started early. Isolate them. Oh, that was the other thing I didn't mention. You want that those big rolls of plastic.
Oh, like the Visqueen stuff or whatever it is?
Exactly. Yeah. Like construction ones. Uh-huh. Then you can make an area even more sterilized, you know, if you put that plastic stuff.
Episode 5 was the rehydration recipe.
Episode 5? Wow, that was a long time.
Yeah, it was a while ago. So go check that out again because that would help with this.
Yeah, there's an article on there for sure.
Yep.
So yeah, that room that you're going to keep the person into, clear everything out. I mean, have just the basic stuff in there because you don't want to be going in there and lifting, you know, a clock up and cleaning underneath it and toy box. And
yeah,
like make sure the room is really basic. Cover it in plastic, have a bedpan, and, you know, hopefully if you can be as close as possible to somewhere that has a bathroom.
Yeah.
So they're not just crap in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Designate one caregiver so you're not multiple people going in and out and taking care of that person. One person should be the only one that goes in and out. You know,
no reason.
Preferably somebody that's medically experienced, but that just prevents, you know, somebody that's always doing things the same way and preventing that spread. Because, you know, you have somebody cover you and go in there and they don't do things the same. They make a mistake and bring that crap out.
Yeah.
So designate one person that can focus on that disease and take care of that.
Can we pre-designate you right now in our group?
I'm sure it would be.
Okay.
Yeah, you would do that. I'll be dead already, though.
You probably will be dead first day.
As the caregiver or, you know, whoever, you need to take care of yourself, too. You know, when the person's asleep, you need to try and get rest, shower frequently, wash your hands, just cleanliness as much as possible.
Yeah.
A mask on the patient too, if possible, so they're not sneezing and spreading that crap. Yeah, even though they're, you know, they're tied off and they're tied off. Even though they're isolated.
So we're supposed to tie them.
We are supposed to tie them up.
Okay. Yeah.
Even though they're isolated, you know, if you're going in there, if they're trying to prevent spreading that crap, it's going to be even better for you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wipe down the room every single day with Clorox, you know, mix Clorox and water. Yeah.
I would have a lot of Clorox.
I mean, one infection if...
Yeah, it's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you really don't need that much Clorox. It's like a third, not even a third. It's like a fourth of the mixture.
Sure. Yeah.
I could probably find what I read one somewhere.
Maybe you can put that in the article.
Yeah. Someday. We'll release this at Christmas.
Sometime around Christmas, you will get that article.
On episode 50, look back to episode 11.
Yeah. Wait, is this 7 or 11? I can't remember.
It's 7-11. keep the supplies that you, the medical stuff that you need, just kind of in the room. So you're not bringing them in and out.
Okay.
The ones that you use frequently. And then, that's
it.
That's pretty much all I had. I mean,
that's what you do if someone gets sick.
Yeah. I mean, to summarize.
Yeah.
Just isolate them, cover it plastic, make the room simple, you know, clear out all the crap so you can clean easier and faster.
Mm-hmm.
One person to take care of that person. Keep the frequently used medical supplies in there, and then lots of water. And burn the patient.
Burn the patient, burn the house. So do you have any tips on, I might put you on the spot here.
Probably.
Like if you have to go out or something, you know.
What do you mean?
During a pandemic, you got to go to the store.
My only thing with that is, you probably will have to.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
And I would be like psychotic about it. You know, I would. Did you, if you've seen Cloverfield, was it 10 Cloverfield Lane or whatever?
Yeah.
You know how she makes that suit?
Yeah.
Like basically, you're just isolating yourself from airborne illnesses and splash, you know, from spit and whatever else. I would be a psycho and just cover every inch of your body from as much air as possible.
Yeah.
And I know if I had to go out, I'd wear a mask and I'd probably wear something over that mask.
Yeah.
And then
sunglasses.
Yeah,
and
I would,
everything.
You know, just completely cover yourself. Mm-hmm. Even if you look like a freak, you know?
Yeah. At least you're not going to die.
Nope.
Okay.
Cause most of them are airborne and fluid, and then insects, you're going to prevent that.
Yeah.
Them from getting you that way too.
Exactly. All right. Cool.
Not bad.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Like I said, it's really basic stuff of being preventative, you know, sterile and clean and keep everybody else away from that crap.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how you survive a pandemic, basically.
Yeah.
So we will have an article, hopefully, at some point.
At Christmas, I told you.
Around Christmas, a little Christmas gift for you all. We'll spread that Christmas cheer.
This one will likely be up soon. It's the other three that I need to get done.
Yeah.
I'll do this one. Write it.
Like, why don't you just go back and do the other ones that are older?
Because you said you would email me.
I did.
I didn't get the last two. I got the other two, but the last one, I still didn't get it. But it really doesn't matter.
Okay. I will re-email those today.
It doesn't have anything to do with you. It's me.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I didn't get it, and I was like, I just don't want to do these right now.
Okay. That's what it is, so we understand.
I'm thinking about taking like my dictation and just play the podcast,
into Dragon,
and then it'll just turn it into text, and then I'll just post it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I should just have a transcription.
Yeah.
By my wife or your wife.
Yeah, I know.
I should just tell them to transcribe.
I'm sure they would love that.
Can you just transcribe the podcast, email it to me, and then I'll post it.
Yeah, exactly.
So Kobe will be happy.
Okay, so there you go, guys. On to something else. Everyday Carry Box.
Yeah.
Those dudes are pretty sweet. They sent us a box for review.
Yeah, they did.
So they have a monthly subscription box that runs $24.99. And basically you get, you know, three or four items, something like that. That's kind of every EDC gear, right? Stuff you carry every day. So what did they have in this one, Cameron?
Well, first off, we've got a Maglite Solitaire.
Yeah.
So a little teeny Maglite, which Maglites are freaking awesome.
Yeah, they are. And really, so is that like a keychain? Is that what it is?
It is.
It's a keychain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Comes with a battery too.
Oh man, that's amazing.
Boom.
Yeah. So it's a cool, sweet little Maglite.
Regular price $9.95.
$9.95, right there.
Okay.
Okay.
Next one is a buck knife.
Yeah, that little.
So I love buck knives.
I do too.
Doesn't even matter.
I have
this one's really cool. It's a little compact flip.
It's kind of similar to the Gerber I have.
It is. It does look like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that too.
It's kind of cool. It's a little bigger though. It's nice.
Yeah.
Nice knife.
Gun metal. It looks cool. Suggested retail price $18.96.
Ooh, $18.96 is very specific.
I know. Paracord. Paracord can be used freaking million things.
So that's a keychain.
It's a keychain with all looped up. I mean, how many feet?
I don't know. That's a lot of.
It says 550. You think it's 550 feet?
No, I think that's the type.
The brand.
But yeah, it's the type of paracord.
Anyways, it looks like a lot of paracord. It looks like boondoggle. If you like boondoggle, if you're Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm.
Suggested retail price $5.99.
$5.99.
Then the other thing is multi-tool keychain. Keychain multi-tool.
That thing is kind of cool.
It is freaking cool. It's got a ruler, a bottle opener, a pry bar, screwdriver, spoke wrench, box wrench, ruler.
You said ruler three times.
Metric rule. Sorry. Oh, okay. Metric and,
That's the third ruler.
Cross screwdriver.
Yeah, so, and it's tiny too. It's not like it's a big thing.
No, it's like the same size as a multi-tool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
$7.99.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
So you got $42.89, very specific, for $24.99.
Yeah, so
that's, and I agree with that. Like these little things,
all for $25.
They're all good quality too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So go check those guys out. It's EverydayCarryBox.com. Yeah, is that what it is?
EverydayCarryBox.com.
Yeah. Very cool stuff.
Awesome.
Go check
they
them
sent
out.
It to us.
Yeah. So check them out on Instagram.
Muchas
stuff.
Gracias.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay.
So now
it's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right. Although this whole episode is kind of.
I know. That's why I did a really quick one.
Okay.
So this one's simple. Do your kids have asthma? A little bit.
Yeah. Lucy has asthma.
So asthma is kind of a freaky thing. And most of the time it's in a kid.
Yeah.
So
she's actually growing out of it.
Good. Yeah. And most of them do.
Uh huh.
But if you don't know what a spacer is, you know what a spacer is, right?
Like when you're setting tile.
Yeah.
Cause that's what I know.
So a spacer for somebody that has asthma. So the medication, the little inhaler, it's hard for kids to put in their mouth.
Oh,
and they're squirting all that air. So yeah, it's a chamber. Thing.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. We have one.
Do
of
you?
Those. I just didn't know what it was called.
So they're expensive. Insurances typically don't cover them. And to get the most medication delivered for that kid, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
And most of the time you're not going to have one. If you find a nebulized solution or an inhaler, you actually can make one really easy with a water bottle.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you cut both ends off. You know, you cut the end that has the spout where you drink.
Yeah.
Cut it off small enough so that the nebulizer inhaler fits in there to spray.
Yeah.
The other side, you cut off and just duct tape it so it's not sharp, and then there you go.
Oh,
put it
up
to their mouth.
Easy, yeah.
And then you've seen the nebulizer machines, the little
burn. Yep.
You can actually If you get the hose, the tubing, which is actually pretty easy to get, if you go to your clinic, just ask the doctor, can I get some nebulizer tubing? Mm-hmm. We almost always carry it.
Oh, really? Just like in stock to sell to you?
To not even sell. Oh. I mean, we just have a ton because we get samples. And
oh, okay.
So anyways, that tubing has the little chamber that holds the medicine.
Yeah.
So if you got the nebulizer solution or albuterol or Duoneb or whatever, you can actually put a bike
pump.
A bike pump on it.
Wow.
And when you compress it turns into an aerosol.
Ah,
so
cool.
It works just fine.
So if you got the tubing,
you just plug it in just like where the nebulizer
is. A lot of people who have issues like that, a lot of people have those nebulizer machines. And
yeah,
stuff,
so or the tubing. Don't throw the tubing away.
Yeah, keep
like
that.
Like sterilize it. And,
oh, nice.
But yeah, a bike pump will
that's cool.
Aerosol it.
Yeah,
aerosol
very cool.
It. Anyway.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, pretty simple.
I like it.
Okay.
It might help somebody one day.
It will help somebody.
It will.
Just remember me. Uh-huh. I saved your life.
I saved your kid's
Casual
life.
Casual Preppers podcast saved my son's life.
So we thank you for listening today.
Yeah, a lot of info.
Yeah, please come check us out at casualpreppers.com. Come see us on Facebook. Come see us on Instagram. Because we give out some information there too and some funny things and I don't know.
We give out some funny things.
We give out funny things.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Make sure to go check out Tac Pack, guys.
Yes. You will get a good savings.
Yes. Tac Pack, they have a new box coming out. I believe it comes out in the middle of the month. So it's like next week or something. It starts going out.
I'm excited.
So you're going to want to make sure you go to TacPack.com. Put in our code CASUALPREPPERS at checkout and you get 10% off your first box.
Yeah.
That's super easy.
Seriously, if you're lazy and don't want to get a lot of good gear,
yeah,
this is perfect.
It's so easy.
They send such sweet crap.
They really do.
It's not crap.
It's awesome
such
stuff.
Such sweet stuff.
Sweet gear. You can't beat it.
No, you can't.
For the price,
you
can't beat it.
And we will give you a discount.
With our discount, I think you get it for
they'll give you the discount.
$45 or
that's
something like that.
That's such a good deal.
Yeah, it's
for
amazing.
Their stuff is really good.
Yeah, I've been using the stuff I got in that last box. Obviously, I wear the hat all the time, and I've got that little Key Smart thing. You know?
Yeah.
That thing is awesome.
Yeah.
It's sweet. So make sure you go check out TacPack.com. And I don't think we have anything else today. Do you have anything else?
Nope, I'm done.
You're done?
See ya.
Okay, see ya. Bye.